Now it's time for the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum daily requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
And good afternoon. This is Arnie Gitomer, and welcome to the Wilner Window. Joining me today is my partner and good buddy, Don Goldberg.
Thank you, Arnie. Good afternoon, everybody.
And I thought we'd start off today's show, Don, talking about garlic and specifically high blood pressure.
Yeah, as you might know, some of the recent research, or perhaps more correctly, some of the recent news about garlic and hypertension has been contradictory. We've come to expect a lot from garlic, but not all the studies have given positive results. That's why a new study on garlic supplements and high blood pressure caught our attention.
And according to researchers at the University of Adelaide in Australia, garlic supplements may lower blood pressure just as effectively as some drugs used to treat hypertension. Here's what they actually said. Supplementation with garlic preparations may provide an acceptable alternative or complementary treatment option for hypertension.
Okay, well, now, why were their conclusions so much more positive? Well, according to them, the last study, a meta-analysis, only included studies prior to 1994. Now, these researchers included more recent work and examined those in which patients were randomly assigned to garlic or a placebo. The amount of garlic taken was equivalent to about one fresh clove of garlic. The patients took the supplements for between 12 to 23 weeks.
And what happened? Well, when the researchers pooled the data from the trials, they found that garlic reduced systolic blood pressure, that's the top number in the blood pressure reading, by 4.6 millimeters of mercury on average. And the analysis limited to people with only high blood pressure showed garlic reduced systolic pressure by 8.4 milligrams of mercury on average, and diastolic blood pressure, that's the lower number, by 7.3 milligrams millimeters of mercury. The higher a person's blood pressure was at the beginning of the study, the more it was reduced by taking garlic. And the effects were similar to those widely used drugs for treating hypertension. For example, beta blockers, which reduce systolic blood pressure by only 5 millimeters of mercury, and ACE inhibitors, which produce an 8-millimeter mercury average drop in systolic blood pressure, noted the researchers.
Now, this is big news. First, many people do not do well on prescription blood pressure medication. And secondly, according to researchers, and I quote, In the population as a whole, they note, reducing systolic blood pressure by an average of 4 to 5 points and diastolic blood pressure by 2 to 3 points could cut the risk of heart disease and heart disease-related death by up to 20%.
And that's quite significant. Garlic, of course, is not the only supplement that you can take to lower blood pressure. You should look first at coenzyme Q10, omega-3 fish oils, calcium, magnesium. These supplements, along with garlic and your basic multivitamin, may be all you need. If necessary, there are others, herbs such as hawthorn, olive leaf, Coleus forscoli, European mistletoe can be helpful too. Amino acids like arginine and taurine, vitamin C and vitamin E, they can help also. Well, and finally, you have products such as Twin Labs Blood Pressure Control, which contains a C12 peptide derived from casein, which affects the angiotensin-converting enzyme, that's called ACE. That process, by reducing conversion of angiotensin 1 to angiotensin 2, which will help lower blood pressure. A similar product derived from fish protein is available from natural factors, and that product is called Peptase. Okay, you know, we've been doing commercials for a long time for a garlic product called Kyolic, made by Wakanaga, and a lot of the studies that were used by the folks in the University of Adelaide were related to Kyolic. So one of the good garlics that you can use to help lower blood pressure is indeed Kyolic made by Wakanaga. They've also done some significant work, mostly at the UCLA Medical Center, by a fellow, a cardiologist there, Dr. Matthew Budoff, has done a lot of work, and they've only shown positive things in lowering homocysteine, lowering blood pressure, lowering HDL cholesterol, lowering LDL cholesterol, raising HDL cholesterol a little. So Kyolic garlic wouldn't be a bad choice. You know, one of the things that they've done is they age it for 20 months, and the aging process does a couple of interesting things. First of all, it gets rid of a lot of the garlic odor. So one of the objections a lot of people have about garlic, of course, is the odor, and Kyolic has taken care of that. And also, the aging process seems to generate a lot of compounds, beneficial compounds, that don't seem to be present in the raw garlic. So it's an excellent choice. And another thing they've done is they've come up with some interesting combinations. Kyolic has a Kyolic 100, for example. Formula 100 is just basically straight garlic. Then they've added things to it. So, for example, in their Formula 110, they've added coenzyme Q10. In their Formula 108, they've added the B-complex vitamins to help fight off homocysteine as well. So, you know, the Kyolic would be a good choice, you know, to use for this type of you know, high blood pressure, or homocysteine, or anything else related to heart health. Okay, let me just give you folks our phone number in the studio. It's 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. We'll begin taking calls shortly. You know, Don, there's a couple of other garlics other than Kyolic, which are pretty good.
I like the I like many of them. I like the one from Nature's Way, Garlison.
Yeah,
I think that one's nice.
Yeah,
and you know what's interesting is that even though there are these different types of garlic supplements out there, studies seem to show that they all are effective. You know, there's a lot of arguing which one's better, which one's which one has allicin and which one doesn't. But the fact of the matter is, each of these companies have research that supports their particular products. So basically, it seems as if regardless of what technique is being used to reduce the odor problems, as long as it's a good, reputable, true garlic concentrate, it seems to be beneficial.
Yeah, no arguing with that. You're absolutely right. What Garlison does is they basically enterocoat the garlic so that it doesn't dissolve in the stomach. It dissolves further down in the intestine. So that seems to take care of the odor problem with Garlison. Okay, we will pause for a short break. Our phone number here in the studio, once again, 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
And this is Don Goldberg.
We shall return after these messages.
Jaro Formulas has a new product, Blackcurrant and Lutein Capsules, a powerful formula targeted at reducing eye fatigue and promoting eye function. Blackcurrant is one of the most antioxidant-rich berries in the world due to its high content of polyphenol pigments or anthocyanicides. Its ability to reduce the oxidative damage caused by free radicals and reactive oxygen species is even higher than that of blueberry. Lutein and zeaxanthin, antioxidant carotenoids, are important components of the macula pigment in the eye. The macula is responsible for focus and color differentiation, and the macula pigment protects the eyes from ultraviolet radiation and oxidative stress. So, reduce eye fatigue, improve your vision with Jaro Formulas, Blackcurrant and Lutein Capsules. All Jaro products are available at Wilner Chemists, discount price. Of course.
This is Arnie Gitomer. Before we continue, I just want to remind you that if you're looking for the best selection of nutritional supplements and professional guidance on what to take and how to take them, you should stop by Wilner Chemists. Selection and professional guidance is not all. You'll find great discount prices at Wilner Chemists as well. In addition to our everyday 20% discounts, we're always running special sales. Here are some current examples. Source Naturals and Nature Aid are 35% off the full lines. American Health Enzymatic Therapy, Natrol, Nature's Way are 30% off list, also full lines. And there's more. Check out the full sale listing on our website, www.wilner.com. And did you receive our current product reference catalog? You can pick up one at any Wilner Chemist store. It's free. If you're not on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, just call 1-800-633-1106. Choose option number 3, leave your name and address. Once again, 1-800-633-1106. Or you can request a copy at our website, www.wilner.com, and you can subscribe online. Even better, visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue, 41st and Park, a block south of Grand Central Terminal. The downtown store is at 253 Broadway, near the corner of Murray Street, right across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we're conveniently located in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road. Wilner Chemist, the nutritional supplement professionals, will begin taking your calls in just a moment. Are you confused about red yeast rice? On the one hand, ongoing research shows that it is, in fact, effective in lowering cholesterol. On the other hand, you also keep hearing about problems with certain brands of red yeast rice. What should you do? Well, if you've been listening to our show, you know that we've done some checking. We've mentioned some brands we feel measure up to the levels of potency and purity that you should be looking for, and one of those brands is Doctor's Best. So we worked out a deal for you. We're offering Doctor's Best red yeast rice at one-half price for a limited time. That's right, one-half price. They have two forms of red yeast rice, a 600 milligram VegiCap, 120 per bottle, and a 1200 milligram tablet in a 60 tablet size. Both are now on sale at one-half price. This is a deal you don't want to pass up. Doctor's Best red yeast rice, 600 milligram VegiCaps or 1200 milligram tablets, now on sale at Wilner Chemist at one-half price.
Come to my way.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Don Goldberg. And we're here on the Wilner Window, and we're getting set to answer your questions about vitamins, minerals, herbs, anything related to nutrition. And our phone number here is 1-800-321-0710, 1-800-321-0710. Those of you who may have had difficulty earlier, we have a couple of open lines right now.
Hey, Arnie, before we take the first call, and now that we've cleared up my earphone problems, I just want to advise the radio station that they may want to give, I think, twice about the sequence of their opening advertisements at the top of the hour. First, they ran this ad for a male enhancement product, and then they ran a promo for the radio station that started off bigger and better.
Bigger and better.
And I'm not sure if that's really what they wanted to do or not. Anyhow, so let's call their attention to that, okay? There we go.
All right.
Okay.
There we go. All right. Let's see. Our first caller today is Elaine, calling from Wayne, New Jersey.
Yes. I'm calling about blood levels of calcium rising with low vitamin D, whereas in the magazine, Life Extension magazine, they say the opposite. They say if you're taking high doses of vitamin D, guard against it should be monitored by a doctor because it can to guard against excess calcium in the blood.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I heard Dr. Hoffman mention that blood levels of calcium rise with low vitamin D, not high vitamin D.
Mm-hmm.
So which is true?
Well, first of all, vitamin D is essential for the absorption of the calcium. And, blood levels of calcium are important, but you need to be concerned about what's in your bones also. You know, so have you had a bone density?
No, I had a blood test, and the calcium was high. It was 11.6.
Okay, and what did your doctor say?
No, this was from a health fear.
Yeah, but you can't look at any one number in a blood test in a vacuum. You have to look at a whole bunch of things. You have to look at what's your magnesium level, what's your phosphorus level. There's a ratio of things that goes on in the blood. So
yeah, blood level. For most people, there is no need for you to be at all concerned about quote unquote blood levels of calcium. The body regulates blood levels of calcium within a relatively narrow range. If the blood levels are too high, the body uses that calcium to build bone, or it excretes it. This is what it's supposed to be doing. If the blood levels are too low, and this is often the problem, the body will pull the calcium from your bone to bring those blood levels back up to the proper range. This process of keeping it within that range is controlled by these various hormones, parathyroid hormone and so forth. If you are unable to maintain the calcium levels within that appropriate range, that indicates that you have a hormonal problem that your doctor will have to express some concern about. But you don't need to worry about that in the sense of, do you have to do something to keep your blood levels of calcium someplace. That takes care of its health. Your concern is to make sure that you're getting more calcium into the blood than it needs so that it does not pull calcium from bone instead. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes. My magnesium was 2.1.
Well, that's really not the point. If you had a problem, you know, you're looking at blood calcium as if it's something that is telling you what you should be doing nutritionally. And I'm saying to you that that's not the way that you should be looking at blood calcium.
Well, my concern was that if the calcium was out of range at 11.6, that means it's taking it from the bone.
If it's out of range, if it's too low, it means indeed that it could be taking it from the bone, and you're not getting, and you need to be increasing the calcium, or you have a hormonal control problem that your doctor has to attend to.
But it wasn't low; it was 11.6. They have it as high out of range.
Yeah, but Elaine, the same thing exists. You need to, when you're out of range, it's a good thing to speak to your doctor and say, "Hey, look at my calcium. What do you think? You know, is something wrong with me, or is this okay?"
Okay.
You know, make sure you get in touch with your doctor.
All right, thank you.
Okay, Elaine, thanks for calling. And next we have Margaret from Queens. Hi, Margaret.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. My question is, someone told me that I can buy something named black seed oil to grow my hair, and they also said it's good for growing your nails, but I'm interested in my hair. And I want to know if it does anything else to you, because I do take all my vitamins from your store, and I'm taking the flaxseed oil, and And I'm also taking the fish oil and the calcium and the CoQ10 because I do have a stent. So I'm wondering if I should take this, if it will interfere with anything, and if you know anything about it.
Okay, black seed oil.
And it's from the caraway plant. It comes from India, Sri Lanka, I think, to be exact.
I'm not too familiar with, you know, black seed oil, and I haven't heard, you know, I haven't heard anything about it. So I can't say that what you heard is right or wrong, but it doesn't seem to be a major player, you know, in hair problems.
So would it interfere with me if I take this in my teeth?
I don't even know where you could get it.
Yes, I know they because it's online and I can order.
Yeah, once you see things online, be careful.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not in stores, and especially if we don't have it, you know.
Well, there is a store that has it, but it's all the way in Brooklyn, so I was going to order it online.
We don't know too much about it. Don, anything that you've been able
well,
to...
Well, I'm not sure where, you know, there is a caraway. You know, caraway is available. Caraway is used for things like irritable bowel syndrome. I think it's in supplements. It's combined with the peppermint oil or something like that. It's used as a mouthwash, you know, the caraway, the spice.
Yeah.
Why you would want to reach down that deep into the level of things that are out of the ordinary or not commonly used, that's really the question. Why, you know, if you have a problem or if you need a supplement for a certain purpose, then there's all kinds of supplements that are commonly used, known to be effective or known to be safe. What is so appealing about something that nobody knows about or that you can only get from some special place, you know, in some back alley, you know, when you know the special code word? I don't understand why you'd want to do that.
Okay, but I
understand my point?
Yes,
I mean,
yes,
you know.
I understand, but I was just interested in my hair and want to know if it will interfere with the vitamins that I take.
Well, are you want to put the oil into your hair directly, or are you saying that if you ingest?
According to the instructions, you should put some in the root of your hair, and you should also take some in something warm, either milk or tea or something like that.
Well, you know, I guess the best answer to you is that we don't have an answer, so therefore, maybe that's the answer.
Okay, thank you very much.
I hope that made sense to you, but it made sense to me.
Margaret, other things that are good are, you know, silica. Silica is very, very good for hair.
Uh-huh.
It's available. A good form is available from two companies. Jarro has it. They call it Jarrosil. It's a new product from Jarro. And Natrol has it, and they call it Biosil. So either Biosil from Natrol or Jarrosil from Jarro should definitely be something that you take. And it's an internal product. It's a liquid. Take 10 drops a day of either product. Put it in some juice. And do it for a few months, and I think you'll see some nice benefits to your hair.
Okay, and thank you.
Thanks for that call.
I'll come into the store tomorrow. I'm a regular customer.
Thanks. Okay, time for another quick break. We shall return in just a moment.
First, there was the orange, then there was vitamin C, and now Natrol, the brand you trust for good nutrition, brings you Easy C. Easy C is a high-potency antioxidant vitamin C blend, including esterified vitamin C, that's easy on the stomach, easy to absorb, and easy support for your body's own natural defenses. Smoking, high stress, sun exposure, or regular exercise can increase the body's need for extra vitamin C. Easy C helps close the nutrient gap between what foods provide and what the body demands. Natrol, a constant innovator in nutritional supplements, designed the Easy C line using only the highest quality ingredients. Easy C is 100% vegetarian with no animal byproducts. Protecting your health just got easier with Easy C by Natrol. Check out the entire Natrol line, including Easy C, at Wilner Chemist. Discount priced, of course.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
The B vitamins are crucial to optimal health and energy production. Many of us take a B-complex vitamin supplement, but are we really getting the full benefit? Country Life takes the guesswork out of B-complex supplementation with their product, Coenzyme B-complex Capsules. This hypoallergenic vegetarian B-complex formula from Country Life contains the active coenzyme forms of the B vitamins, the form that needs no conversion in the body. It's ready to go right out of the bottle. Coenzyme B-complex from Country Life also contains alpha-lipoic acid, phosphatidylcholine, inositol, and other important B vitamin cofactors. So make sure you get the full power of your B vitamin supplementation. Take Coenzyme B Complex capsules from Country Life. Country Life Vitamins, leaders in the field of nutrition for over 36 years. All Country Life Vitamins are available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course.
Now let's go to Bill Powers for the traffic.
John Gambling.
I am so impressed with your engagement here on this program. That's what's important. That's what's going to make this conversation in the morning work really, really well.
The John Gambling Show.
It's a pleasure to hear you.
Hey, good morning. Great show.
These kind of decisions are hard, politically uncomfortable. I know they are.
John Gambling, weekday mornings from 5:30 till 9 on News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
Ramananian, the car doctor.
If you want to come down and visit me, I'd be happy for you to check out my Jaguar.
It's good to hear some hardcore, actual mechanical advice from a guy who helps out a lot of us do-it-yourselfers.
The car doctor, Monday mornings from 1 till 3 on 710 WOR. This is News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
I want to take a moment to tell you about a product from Wilner Chemists designed specifically to prevent and treat osteoporosis. The product is called Bone Complex, and it's the most powerful combination of nutrients available for supporting bone health. Bone Complex is intended for those for whom just a calcium supplement is not enough, those who either already have osteoporosis or are at risk. It contains active forms of calcium, magnesium, and vitamin D, equally important but missing from other products. Are the trace minerals such as boron, silica, zinc, copper, and manganese. And Bone Complex also contains soy isoflavone concentrate and the new powerful anti-osteoporosis agent Ipraflavone. Bone Complex is designed to complement your regular supplement regimen. Wilner Chemist Bone Complex, the serious nutritional supplement for those who need maximum bone support and osteoporosis treatment. Call 1-800-633-1106 for more information or stop by either Wilner Chemist store in Manhattan or the Atlanta, Georgia store. 1-800-633-1106.
Hi, this is Dr. Sally Bird. Are you aging too fast? Did you know that at 30 years old, your body starts reducing its collagen production, and by the time you're 50, you've already lost 30%? This impacts the way you age. I have with me today my good friend Dr. Vanessa, a dedicated research scientist, to tell you what you can do.
I'm Dr. Vanessa. I have been conducting clinical case studies for the past 15 years on a wide variety of diseases and advanced disorders. My advanced anti-aging 3 collagen formula may help repair and renew cells for firmer, younger-looking skin with reduced fine lines and wrinkles at any age. It also helps to promote restful sleep, healthy joints, bone density, weight loss, and body shaping, with improved immune function.
Redefine your aging process with Anti-Aging 3 Collagen. Start today. See the difference.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. This is Arnie Gitomer along with Don Goldberg, and you're listening to the Wilner Window here on WOR in New York and WGKA in down in the Atlanta, Georgia area. And we have our next caller is someone calling from Roswell, Georgia. That's Jim from Roswell, Georgia. Welcome to the Wilner Window.
Yes. Good day. How are you?
Good. You're listening on WGKA?
Yes.
All right. How can we help you today, Jim?
Well, I've got a little bit of an awkward question for you. I've been taking like 2,000 milligrams of calcium and 2,000 milligrams of vitamin B12 for the last, I guess, about a year.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been doing fine. And then the last 3 months or so, I started taking vitamin D in addition to that,
mm-hmm.
2,000 milligrams a day. These are like, you know, two servings, one at night, one a day, but it equals 2,000 a day on each one of these,
mm-hmm.
in pill form, and also 100 milligrams of iron.
Right.
But in the last few weeks for me and consequently, and my wife as well, our stool has been black.
And I know just why that is, Jim. You know why that is? That's because of the iron. The iron is doing that.
And it's a bit diuretic.
I don't know why you're taking. You said you're taking 100 milligrams of iron. If you are, that's a bit aggressive. I don't know that you need that much iron.
Okay.
Number one.
All right.
Why don't you, if you can, why don't you just cut the iron out for a while, and I think you'll find that the black will go away.
Yeah, but it's just 100 milligrams.
It's 100 milligrams is much too much iron.
Yeah, that's a lot. You know, the normal RDA on iron, Jim, is 18 milligrams.
Okay, so it's not the vitamin D, then?
The iron.
No, it's the iron. That's a well-known side effect of an iron supplement, and you're taking a lot. So unless you have a very good medical reason for taking, you know, five times the normal amount of iron, you might be well advised to back off for that level.
Okay, very good.
Okay, Jim.
Thanks
so much for calling.
Bye.
You know, one other thing, Arnie, quickly,
sure.
Relating to Jim's call. You know, I was also a little bit curious as to why he was taking those few individual nutrients at relatively high dosages. I hope he's taking a good broad-spectrum multivitamin, multimineral in addition to that.
That would be a good idea.
Because we usually, I get nervous when somebody's taking one particular nutrient in high dosages and one other particular nutrient in high dosages. Because, you know, these nutrients, they interact with each other and they need to be taken in the proper combinations, in the proper ratio.
Yeah.
So one of the advantages of a good broad-spectrum quality multivitamin, multimineral is that you start off with at least the basic amounts of these nutrients in the proper ratios.
Yeah, always a good idea. So, you know, there's lots of nice multis available. You know, we've devised one at Wilner's. We call it Wilvite, which is available as a regular formula or as an iron-free formula. You know, you have my favorite multi from Natrol. We have products from Super Nutrition. We have products from Twin Lab. All the companies have nice, nice multis to choose from. Okay, and once again, our phone number here in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. Okay, next we have Edie calling from Manhattan.
Hi. My husband has primary progressive aphasia, and he takes Coumadin. And I was wondering if you knew if there would be any interaction between Coumadin and huperzine, or what you could tell me about huperzine.
Huperzine is a Chinese herb. It's I think it's some kind of club moss, something like that. And they've used it primarily in cognitive problems, Alzheimer's disease and things like that. There really hasn't been any significant trials with huperzine, and they really haven't studied it too much as far as some of these side effects go. But the dosage of huperzine is extremely, extremely low. I think you take like the dosage is like a half a milligram or a quarter of a milligram. So I wouldn't think that it interacts with Coumadin.
Okay. Yeah, I'm looking at the health notes, and really there's no report of any types of problems with Coumadin. It's, you know, huperzine basically works by slowing down the breakdown of acetylcholine, okay?
Uh-huh.
Acetylcholine is a neurotransmitter.
Right.
And that's basically what it does, and like Arnie head, the dosage is relatively low. It's, you know, 1 to 200 micrograms two or three times a day. There are a couple small studies. I'll quote, it says, although no side effects were reported in this short trial, long-term safety studies are needed, but, you know, that type of a disclaimer. And this was in children. So, and here's another, I think a dizziness was reported, but these would be side effects associated with like, you know, acetylcholine or, things of that sort. So I don't think the Coumadin would be a problem.
No. Okay, thanks a lot.
The other thing, Edie, you know, there are other things that might benefit your husband as well.
Could you let me know what they might be?
Sure. Acetyl-L-carnitine. There's something called, it's abbreviated DMAE, stands for dimethylaminoethanol. Usually, as I said, abbreviated DMAE.
Okay.
There are the choline supplements themselves, phosphatidylcholine. There's something called CDP choline. There's phosphatidylserine. And there's combinations of products as well. But once again, with your husband on the Coumadin, you know, we would have to go and evaluate which ones would be, you know, good for him or might not be good for him.
Okay, I'll pop in this store. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Edie.
A lot. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're very welcome. Okay, and next we have Ben from New Rochelle, New York.
Hi, guys.
How you doing?
Fine. I'm taking DIM, but I'm also taking oral chelation. My question is the chelation deleting the DIM?
Quick answer, no.
Is there any other thing that I have to be concerned about the chelation deleting?
Well, the oral chelation, the purpose of the oral chelation is usually to reduce some of the heavy metal burden in your blood. Is that why you're doing it?
No. It's if you want to know, I read a medical article that the DIM can lower the PSA.
Yeah, but what about the oral chelation?
I'm taking for, the metals.
Okay. If you want to do that. I don't know that there's any great, you know, benefit to the oral chelation. I don't know how well the oral type of chelation works. They've done chelation intravenously for many, many years. And even that at this point is somewhat questionable. So I don't know if you're going to get the real benefit
Ben, do you have reason to think that you have unusually high levels of heavy metals, toxic minerals in your body?
I did a blood test and my mercury was high.
Okay, so that's the reason that you feel that you should do this.
Yeah, well, that help any, you think?
Well, no, at least you have a reason.
Yes.
And going through one course of a decent, you know, a chelating product is probably not going to do any harm. If you were taking an oral chelating product on an ongoing basis, then, you know, we have to be concerned that maybe you'd be chelating good minerals as well as the ones you want to get rid of. That's all.
The other thing that you might want to add is... a good chlorella product. Chlorella is, one of these grasses.
Yeah.
It usually grows on ponds, and that seems to have a good chelating ability when you use it. So there are a number of good chlorellas. Jarrow has one. They call it Yayama chlorella, which is good. Comes in a powder or comes in capsules. There's one called Sun chlorella. I think Natrol has one called China Chlorella. So adding that to your regimen would also be a good idea.
Okay, guys. Okay. Thanks a lot.
Okay, Ben. Thanks for calling. Excuse me. 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. That's our number here in the studio. And our next caller is Margie from Manhattan.
Hello. First, I want to say this is my favorite radio program. I think you guys are wonderful. I have a strange problem. I always had a really wonderful cardiovascular profile. But recently, it's changed. I have low blood pressure. But my latest blood test, which was taken in the middle of August, my triglycerides are 40, but my LDL is 118, and my HDL is 56, and my total cholesterol is 182. And I always had a relatively high HDL and reasonable triglycerides and a relatively low LDL, and I just don't understand what could be causing it. And I also don't understand the difference between triglycerides and LDL, what goes into creating.
Very, very quickly, your numbers really aren't that bad. Okay, the only number that's a little high is LDL.
Yeah, and it always used to be, the highest it ever was 80, and it jumped.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand what causes LDL.
Well, number one, as we always say, after one blood test, don't get too excited.
No, my last blood test, it was 115, so it's not just one blood test.
Okay, so it's two. All right. Once again, your HDL is still in a good place.
56?
Yeah, as long as you're over 45.
But I'd always used to be in the 70s, 77. And my triglycerides dropped so 40, and the last test it was 55.
Yeah.
And I don't understand.
Have you altered your diet any?
I can't think of it. I may be eating a little more whole wheat bread. That's the only thing I can think of.
No.
I was sick. I had a bronchial infection about a month or two ago. But what I don't understand is, could you explain the difference between triglycerides and LDL? I mean, what are the factors?
LDL, there's two types of cholesterol, high density and low density. The high density takes the cholesterol, it helps transport the cholesterol out of the body. Okay, the LDL is the portion that if it becomes oxidized, it's sort of the bad one, and that sort of is possibly depositing in your arteries if it oxidizes. Okay, triglycerides is really just the total fats in your blood.
And that keeps dropping, so it...
Triglycerides, the low triglycerides are really not bad. Okay, that's not a bad thing.
Yeah, I realize.
Okay, the where you are with your LDL is not horrific. You know, I would discuss it with your doctor and see what he says.
He didn't seem to think it was anything to discuss, you know.
Yeah, neither do I. I don't think it's too.
But do you think it has to do with sugar?
If your LDL was going up, I would say it has to do with sugar.
Yeah, that's because my glucose went up also.
Yeah, so usually if you do that, your triglycerides would tend to go up, you know.
Can I ask you another question?
Quickly. We have to pause for a break, but sure, go ahead.
You know, with Margaret and her hair, well, I take Biosil, which is by Jarrow, by
right.
the way, and that grows the hair long. But I am losing hair. My hair is thinning greatly.
It's probably hormonal.
I know it's hormonal because I have a thyroid problem, and I can't go any... I take Armathyroid, and my doctor said I can't go any higher on it. Are there any hair factors that you sell that you think would make my hair grow a little thicker?
I wish we did. We would all get rich. Don and I, we wouldn't have to be here on Sunday afternoon. We would get rich in return.
The dermatologist recommended Rogaine. Do you have any feelings about that?
Rogaine is fine. It's a rest of, just so you know, it's a rest of your life thing.
Which
is not bad. I mean, you just use it, and it'll thicken the hair a little. Sure.
Oh, you don't know anything bad about it then?
No, not topically. No.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
I love you guys.
All right, Margie. All right. Well, I guess we need to pause for a short break. You're listening to the Wilner Window. And our phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Don Goldberg.
And we'll be back after this message from Dr. Duffy McKay.
Hello, this is Dr. Duffy Mackay with a nutrition update. Did you know that the essential omega-3 fats from fish oil are just as important for dogs and cats as they are for humans? There are literally thousands of published studies that demonstrate the many health benefits of omega-3 fats for humans. Healthcare policymakers worldwide, including the American Heart Association and the American Psychiatric Association, recommend omega-3 fats from fish oil to support health and prevent chronic disease in humans. Well, it turns out that dogs and cats need quality omega-3 fats, too. Omega-3 fatty acids play a major role in the healthy maintenance of your pet's skin and coat. In addition, omega-3 fatty acids support the healthy joints, heart, eyes, brain development, and weight management. Recent research shows that dogs and cats metabolize omega-3 fats into anti-inflammatory and immune-modulating compounds similar to humans. Fish oil is the best source of omega-3 fats, and it is easily added to pet food. Cats and dogs love it. Thank you for listening to another nutrition update from me, Dr. Duffy Mackay.
Have you gone into a health food store and come away disappointed? You can't find someone to answer your questions. All you see on the shelves is their house brand. The products you really want are never the ones on sale. Well, I have. And that's why I'm now a steady customer at Wilner Chemists. They have a fantastic selection of products, and almost everything is discount priced, with great sale discounts as well. And best of all, there's a big staff of nutritionally trained pharmacists and nutritionists who are there to answer your supplement questions. I'm never disappointed at Wilner Chemists. Big professional stores, great discount prices, a wide selection of products, and helpful, knowledgeable staff. No wonder they call Wilner Chemists the nutritional supplement professionals. There are two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan, 100 Park Avenue on the corner of 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal, and 253 Broadway on the corner of Murray, just across from City Hall. Call 1-800-633-1106 or check the web at wilner.com. Wilner Chemists. 1-800-633-1106.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gatomer, along with Don Goldberg, on the Wilner Window. And before we get back to the phones, I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by Natrol. Natrol, the makers of the my favorite multi-line of supplements, and the entire Natrol line available at Wilner Chemist, now on sale at 30% off-list price. All righty, our next caller is Terry from Dumont, New Jersey.
Hi, Arnie. I just want to tell you this first. I had ordered Dr. Best CoQ10 and green tea, and I got it the next day. I'll tell you, shipping was terrific.
Thank you, Terry.
Okay, here's my problem.
Sometimes we get lucky.
Yeah, that's right.
It's fabulous, though. I got it so quick. My doctor told me to take amino acid. Now, what is that? Because she says I don't eat enough meat, and which I don't. I just have it once a week because, you know, it's not supposed to be so good for you. So what is an amino acid? She told me to take that.
Okay. Go ahead, Don.
Amino acids are the building blocks of protein. So basically what your doctor is telling you to do is to get some more protein. Now, why didn't your doctor just say take some more protein? Well, a protein would be in supplement form, of course. You can get a protein supplements like in a powder. You can get it made from soy. You can get it protein made from milk. You can get protein made from a fraction of milk called whey and so forth. Your body would still, of course, have to digest that protein, and in the digestion process, it's going to break it down into the amino acids. So the other option, if you want to avoid the necessity for the breakdown of the protein into the amino acids, is to take the already broken down or the already pre-digested protein in amino acid form. And you can do that as supplements also. We sell supplements that are just blends of the amino acids. And for your purpose, that's really what you're looking for. You aren't looking for individual amino acids. You're looking for an amino acid blend. Now, whether you really need an amino acid blend or you could just make do with a good protein supplement, I don't know. Do you have problems with digestion?
No.
Well, then, you know, my suggestion, and I'm not, I don't want, you know, you might verify this with your doctor, but one option would be to take a nice protein powder, you know, which you can mix it with whatever and drink it down like a milkshake. And if you needed to, take it along with a nice a broad spectrum digestive enzyme supplement just to make sure that you're getting full utilization. But basically, it sounds like your doctor is just concerned that you need extra or supplemental protein.
How much meat can I eat a week then to make up for it rather than take an amino acid?
Well, meat is not necessarily bad. People sometimes make the mistake of thinking meat per se is a dirty word. You know, the human being was we're designed to eat meat. That's a normal part of the human diet. Now, you might want to choose meat that is healthier in certain ways than other kinds of meat. If you have a cholesterol problem, things of that sort, you may want to avoid red meat and go more towards chicken and fish. There's nothing wrong. You know, fish is a good source of protein, too. There's other ways of getting protein in your diet. Meat in particular is not so much the only source of protein, but meat has other nutrients like iron. Maybe the doctor, although again, if he mentioned amino acid supplements and didn't mention like an iron supplement, then sounds like protein is the question. So, you know, try to eat more lean cuts of red meat and or more chicken and fish and things of that sort, and you should have no problem getting plenty of protein.
Thank you very much.
All right, Terry, thanks for that call.
All right.
All right, next we have Bob from Spring Valley, New York.
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Okay, my question is, I'm going for a colonoscopy, and I'm taking some ginkgo biloba and vitamins and things.
Okay.
Should I cut out any of it?
When are you doing the colonoscopy?
September 3rd.
September 3rd. Okay, probably, everybody is concerned about excess bleeding. You know, why, you know, because in case during the colonoscopy they nick you or something and you start bleeding, they don't want you to sort of, bleed out there, as they say.
Yeah, they gave me a sheet.
Yeah, so anything they say on the sheet, just do.
Yeah, but, I didn't have any vitamins or anything listed. It just had
don't worry about it.
And blood thinners such as Motrin and...
Yeah.
Look, you know, at the very least, I don't think you want to be taking your vitamins on the morning of the colonoscopy, okay?
No.
You're going to be doing the prep. Yeah, you know, you're going to be doing the prep the previous afternoon, previous evening. So really, unless you're taking very, very large dosages right now of things like ginkgo or fish oil, unless you're taking very large dosages, you can just stop taking it the previous day and that'll be fine.
Okay.
Okay, Bob?
Pretty much.
Okay. Thanks for that call. All right. Okay. You hear that music?
I hear music. Wow.
I hear music.
What a wonderful thing. There's music.
And there's no one there. I'll tell you, this is getting bad. Okay. We're coming to the end of the first hour here. That's why you hear that wonderful music. Okay, you know, just getting back to Bob. All of you folks who are on the phone, please stay where you are, and we will be back, okay? Don't go away. We'll be back in about 5 minutes. Okay, see you then.
Looking for a multivitamin that has everything? One that you can rely on as the cornerstone of your nutritional supplement program? Well, Wilner Chemist has the answer. Wilvite. Wilvite is a complete multivitamin multimineral tablet that has it all. Vitamins, trace minerals, antioxidants, and a full 1,000 milligram of calcium along with 500 milligrams of magnesium per 4 tablets. Everything you need in the proper balance. Don't shortchange yourself by taking a drugstore one-a-day multi. Remember, the minerals calcium and magnesium are just as important as the vitamins. What is important is that you take your minerals in the right ratio. With Wilvite, you don't have to worry. Everything you need is in one easy-to-take, properly balanced formula. Wilvite is available from Wilner Chemists. Stop by either of the two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan or the new Atlanta store. log on to Wilner.com or call 1-800-633-1106 and ask for the big free catalog. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
All right. I also need to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by Natrol. Natrol, the makers of my favorite multi-line of multivitamin supplements, and the entire Natrol line is available at Wilner Chemist, now on sale at 30% off. Okay, as I said, all of you folks on the phone, please, please stay right where you are, and we will get back after this break at the top of the hour for the news and weather and all sorts of other interesting information. Okay, and this is a two-hour show. We will be here till 4 o'clock. Okay, this is Arnie Gitomer along with Don Goldberg, and we shall return after the news.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutrition.